Well, good morning. Let's go to God in prayer to start out. Lord, thank you for who you are, your redemption and your grace, and just your humility and love for us, that you came riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. You came humbly, but you did so much for us. I pray that you would take distraction away, that we would be able to focus on you and your will for this time. Thanks that you're already here, and just the joy that you give us. We love you. Amen. We're going to do things a little differently here on Palm Sunday. Just reflecting on this passage, we're going to be looking at Luke 19. If you want to just put your finger in there, we'll be looking at that in a little bit. But just reflecting on this passage, I realized how powerful God's Spirit is within us and how he uses the scripture to teach us his will and that he speaks through that. And at ACC, that's even one of our core values, that the scripture is that tool, that instrument of transformation. So I wanted to kind of tackle this passage with you and just lay it on the table that God would speak to us. So we're going to do something a little different to start out. I'm going to read the passage four times. I'll pause in between, but what we'll do is we'll close our eyes and just picture the passage. Put yourself in that place and let God's Spirit speak within you. He might bring a word. He might bring a phrase to your attention. He might you might be captured by a person in the story that you might relate with them, or just see that picture that you can use your senses. What do you see, hear, taste, and touch in the passage? So I'm going to go ahead and read that, and you can don't follow along with me, just listen and let the Spirit Spirit lead there. But go ahead and close your eyes, and I'll read it four times. I'll pause in between, and then at the end I'll pause for a little bit just for us to get that full picture of what the Spirit wants to say to us. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the roads go down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all of the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.'" After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all of the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in a loud voice for all of the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And after Jesus said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead of him went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." All right, you can open your eyes. And if you're comfortable with it, go ahead and share what jumped out to you in the passage to somebody next to you. Or if you want to, in your bulletin, there's a little white space. Go ahead and fill that out, that what God taught you, so then you can reflect on that later. But go ahead and share for a minute here. All right, finish up your sharing here. It's good stuff. All right, and feel free to share more after the service here. But who was just ready for me to stop talking after maybe even the second or third reading here? Any hands? It's hard to focus when it keeps on coming, but if you do press in, it's amazing how that just comes alive, that he keeps on speaking and he keeps on deepening those words that he's speaking to you. Who related to somebody in the passage? Who is like, "I am that person in that passage"? Okay. Who had a word or a phrase jump out to them? Was there something that just kept on popping up? Okay. And who smelled something, saw something, tasted, touched, who felt that sense in that passage? All right. And I bet that tells something about how God works in us and how he's wired us, of just how we hear and understand and see him at work, that those sensory people that see that and can just enter into the story. Do you smell the stinky colt? Do you see all the mess strewn on the road, or what the people look like after they take off their cloaks? Gladly it's an outer garment, you know, but that might have been kind of weird. But anybody relate to the colt? Yeah, I had that for me, that, you know, it's kind of weird to relate to the animal, but this colt has never been ridden, which it's a sign of the holiness and the mission of God, that this animal that could be a potential offering goes down. But it also means This colt might have not known what it was doing when Jesus was on the colt, but that Jesus was with him, and even in those uncharted territories, this young animal, that Jesus was with him, that he never leaves us or forsakes us in that. But really the message that popped out to me that I want to share with you is that phrase that Jesus says, the Lord needs it. How powerful is that for the Palm Sunday, that just that message of that Jesus, the King of the world and the King of our hearts, asks us gently, the Lord needs something from us. And just that picture of laying down the palms and the cloaks at his feet as our King. So I just want to jump in that, but I didn't want to take that away, that you can experience that for yourself, that in your daily interactions with Jesus, that you can listen and hear to the passage, you can dive in there, and that he is faithful to speak, that the Spirit lives within us. So the Lord needs it. What does that mean? And it happened just as he had predicted, that he's going to ask you, why are you untying this colt of mine? And the Lord needs it. The Lord, the King. That holds some meaning right there. The Lord needs it. That the King would be coming, the Mount of Olives, coming at that time of sacrifice, of great importance, as we'll hear more about on Easter Sunday, but that he was coming to enter into Jerusalem. And the people saw that. They saw the miracles. They saw the power of the Lord, that Jesus was the King. So when a king enters, yeah, he didn't enter on a horse, but they recognized that he came on the colt, which means that he was the one that was going to come, that the Messiah, it was said in Zechariah. Zechariah 9 says that the descendant of David would come to the throne and that he'd come riding on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So they saw this, they recognized this, they saw the power, and they saw that God was at work, and this was God's son. So they laid down their garments, and they went to the fields. They grabbed branches, and they laid it at his feet. And I think for myself, do I do that in my life? Do I recognize that God is that King? Do you see him as that King walking and also entering into our lives, that he is, do I recognize that he is royalty, that he is the all in all? But it's beautiful that no matter, it's a timeless truth, it seems like, that power corrupts, but that we serve a God, Jesus, that isn't corrupted. He is still humble in heart. He's patient with us. And he desires to meet us where we are. He's not going to storm and destroy and that kind of stuff. He's there to gently ask us, will you lay this down so that I might redeem you, that I might redeem this part of your life? So do we recognize who he is, and do we answer him when he calls? This passage brought to mind also Revelation 3:20. We touched on a little bit of that passage on Laodicea. It might have been about a month ago, about I don't want you hot or cold, or I want you hot or I want you cold. I don't want you lukewarm anymore. But the Lord is pressing into this church, and they say, here I am. Here Jesus is. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Just that idea that this is our King, and he comes to our heart. He knocks on our heart. He says, Can I come in? Will you give this part of you that you've been holding on and give it to me so that I might use it and that I might, and potentially that I might replace it with something even better? So what is that response to our hearts when Jesus asks us that? When he knocks, it's nice, he doesn't kick in the door. He knocks and he waits. He waits patiently for us. And all we need to do is answer the door. Simply answer the door. So, what we're going to do today is, in your bulletin, you'll see a green insert. You can go ahead and get that out. Just in this attitude, in this posture of welcoming the King and laying things down at your feet, at his feet, if there's something that God is bringing to your heart and to your mind, that it might be an area of your life that you haven't given to him. It might be a relative or a friend or a person in your life that you want to give to God that he might work in their life. It might be a sin that you're holding on or a lie that you're believing about yourself. Go ahead and just take this. This is just for you. And write on it of what you need to lay at his feet, just as a physical reminder that you can write down on there of what you need. Jesus says the Lord needs it. And let's be at a posture where we can give that and answer the door. So I'm going to give you a few minutes, but I'll end in prayer that you can write on that and you can talk to God a little bit about that, of laying that at your feet. Just picture him coming down that road and you can lay this branch right at his feet that he might redeem it and use it. So Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are a patient God, that you are slow to anger and abounding in love, and that you speak to us and that you wait for us. So Lord, I pray that you would take these things, these branches of our hearts and of our minds, and those things in our life that you are asking of us. Lord, we want to give those to you, that you might work them for your kingdom, that you might take them and free us. Thank you for your care for us, and how much you love us. Amen. So go ahead and take a few minutes here and give that to God.